Coach's Insight continues, heading up on week 6 of the high school football season. Now time to talk to Atchison head coach Jim Smith. Another victory for his squad last Friday night. They defeated KC Turner with ease, 45-12. Another big game for Jesse Greenlee. Over 200 yards, 5 touchdowns. He continues his monster season, but when you look at where Atchison is, 4 straight wins after an opening season loss. They get KC Sumner coming up this week. But coach, let's talk about that win over KC Turner again, 17-0, a lead after the first quarter, able to kind of move along from there to get the victory. Overall, what were the key takeaways from that game?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway was that I felt we played a complete game, and when I say that, I meant offensively, defensively, and special teams. I just really felt good about us all the way around.
Do you feel like that was maybe the first game all year where you felt that comfortable in all three facets of the game?
It really was. Our kicking game was outstanding. In fact, we even tried a 50-yard field goal, which came up short, but just the way we executed it and our punt teams and our special teams, I thought were very good.
We're talking with Atchison head football coach Jim Smith. It is powered by Amberwell Health. Again, 4 straight wins after the opening season loss, and really none of those games have been entirely close. I guess that game against Highland Park was relatively close late, but outside of that, team's been performing really well. I guess at this point in the season, how comfortable are you with where your team is at with just 3 regular season games left?
Well, I'm never comfortable, to be honest with you, but you know, I'm just feeling so much better about, we have a very young team, and I think these kids are maturing and growing every week, and as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
Do you feel like there's still room for improvement? Obviously, there probably is, but is there something specific you're looking at that's like, we need to improve on this down the stretch?
Well, you're always, like I say, you're always trying to get better. I think we need to improve, especially in our passing game. We're dropping some balls that we should be catching, and some route running needs to improve, and we need to protect better and throw a little better. But if anything, it's our passing game that has to step up.
Well, coming up this week, you get KC Sumner. They're a team that started 0-2, but they have bounced back with 3 straight wins and 3 pretty comfortable wins. KC East, Wyandotte, and Schlegel most recently. 2 shutouts in those 3 games, have only allowed 8 points in that stretch as well. When you look at this team and the strengths that they provide, you know, where are the challenges this week?
Well, probably one of the biggest challenges, they're a very physical ball club. They have very good team speed. They're going to get after you. They're going to play hard. And I think they're a lot like we are. They're just trying to find some identity after the first couple games, and I really think they're stepping up and playing some exceptional football right now.
So what are the expectations and kind of keys to the game for this one against Sumner this week?
Oh, I think you can expect a good, hard, physical game. We're going to have to definitely get our running game going between the tackles, and we're just going to have to execute our offense. And I think the biggest thing is keeping our offense on the field, and our defense needs to do some stepping up as far as getting them 3 and out.
Our chat with Atchison head football coach Jim Smith is brought to you by Amberwell Health. His team continuing their winning streak now 4 straight. They get KC Sumner, who has won 3 straight this week. So a big game inside KCA league action on a Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.